AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Santa Ana winds are fanning a new wildfire across mountains north of Los Angeles.
The Hughes Fire is now estimated to be over 9,400 acres with 0% containment.
LA County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney.
A difficult fire to contain, although we are getting the upper hand.
Red flag warnings extended into Friday for most of LA and Ventura counties. More than 50,000 people under evacuation orders or warnings. President Trump expected to visit the fire scenes around LA on Friday, stopping first in North Carolina to view damage and recovery efforts from Hurricane Helene. On Fox News Channel's Hannity, Trump criticized the Federal Emergency Management Agency, claiming it's getting in the way of everything, adding he'd rather see the states take care of their own problems. The House has passed a bill requiring detention of unauthorized migrants accused of theft and violent crimes. But Sagar Meghani reports Republicans have been struggling to agree on how to implement the priorities they promised voters.
Republicans now control both the White House and Congress, but with thin majorities on Capitol Hill and disagreements on the path forward, the president's been inviting members to the White House.
What he's doing is kickstarting what will ultimately be our legislative agenda.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says the president will also address GOP lawmakers at their Florida retreat next week, championing his young administration's early moves.
He's done more in the last 48 hours for the American people than Joe Biden did in 4 years.
But from Democrats like Ted Lieu in the House.
None of them lower the price of eggs.
To Mark Warner in the Senate.
Trump got hired because he thought he was going to help bring grocery prices down.
Warner says the Trump honeymoon may be even shorter than he expected when people see the administration's not delivering for them as promised.
It's going to be a wild couple weeks.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is AP News. Music news from Jennifer King.
It takes at least 20 years of notable music to get into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. And now we know which gifted musicians have been named this year. English songwriter Tony McCauley gets his due. He's known for such classics as The Foundation's Build Me Up Buttercup. George Clinton is in. The Parliament Funkadelic band leader is already in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and received a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Grammys in 2019. Ashley Gourley is credited in the recent Morgan Wallen Post Malone song, I Had Some Help. He's a country music hitmaker with 80 number one radio singles to his name. Familiar favorites, the Doobie Brothers and the Beach Boys' Mike Love were named. And legendary producer Rodney Darkchild Jerkins, who's worked with Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, and Beyonce. The class of 2025 will be inducted in June at a ceremony in New York. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.